Welcome to the Angry Grammarian Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Barg. This week, we're talking with Jeff Rubin, a.k.a. Punctuation Man. How you doing, Jeff?
I am having a great day.
Good. Can I call you PM for short?
You may.
Okay. So
I've been called worse.
we'll get to that in a minute. So this week was National Punctuation Day.
It was.
Which you allegedly created?
I did. I created it in 2004,
uh-huh.
And this was the fourth year and the best year ever. A lot of great things happened this year.
Like what?
Well, parades, nationwide parades, trade unions negotiating National Punctuation Day in their contracts.
And were they battling over punctuation? Were there commas, bloodshed?
They just want another day off. That's all.
Well, that just seems
yeah.
Easy.
So now we have an official meatloaf of National Punctuation
official
Day.
National Punctuation meatloaf.
Yeah, now...
Is this better than the average meatloaf?
Oh, it's much better.
How so?
Because it's cooked in the shape of punctuation marks.
I can get behind that.
I mean, it's amazing. I mean, can you imagine sitting down to a dinner that says, "I can't believe this is meatloaf," with an exclamation point.
With an exclamation point.
Or, "What's this?" with a question mark.
With a question mark. Now, that sounds like it could take a question mark and an exclamation point.
You really shouldn't abuse that.
Well, this actually, I just want to get a little bit of dirty work out of the way
okay.
Before we get too into this. Along those lines, the interrobang, for or against?
Against.
Against. Okay. So, in a situation like that, you want to go with either an exclamation point or a question mark, not both.
Yeah, not both.
Okay.
And, you know, it really doesn't look good. Have you seen an interrobang?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just not very appealing. It's not clean. It's not a clean punctuation mark.
All right, against the interrobang. Oxford
yeah.
comma, for or against?
The Oxford comma?
Oxford comma.
Is that like the serial comma?
It is the serial comma.
You know, I used to be against it because I'm an ex-newspaper man, and I grew up on the AP style book. And the AP style book, Associated Press, says no serial comma. However, I've been getting a lot of mail from teachers across the country saying that their states are teaching the serial comma.
Really?
And yes.
So the commonists are infiltrating the schools.
The comma is becoming more common. And so I looked in Strunk and White's, The Elements of Style,
uh-huh.
And they say, go right ahead and use the serial comma. Of course, they also say plurals of words that end in S get an apostrophe S.
Which is exactly why they should not be listened to.
But, you know, wouldn't it be great if everybody just got along?
It would be great, but language isn't that friendly. Language isn't that fun. We're not supposed to get along.
And language is difficult, especially English. This is one tough language.
It's tough, but it's beautiful.
It is. Isn't it a pretty language? Boy, I'll tell you, when you get a bunch of words strung together in a coherent sentence, and then you get a bunch of those in a paragraph, it is a thing of beauty.
But you know, here you are, you're calling yourself Punctuation Man, and you're saying that you create Punctuation Day. So saying if you're giving us punctuation, are you then also saying you can take punctuation away?
Well, if God does it.
So you're God.
No, well, I am the guru of punctuation.
Oh, and see, now that is where I would take you to task. I hear that you've recently donned a cape.
I do.
So what are you hiding from?
I'm not hiding. In fact, after years of kvetching about improper punctuation, I decided to do something about it. So my wife and I wrote a school assembly program. And now we travel all over. We go into grade schools, and we do a 45-minute program called Punctuation Playtime.
Uh-huh.
And we work with little kids, first, second, third, fourth grade. And we teach them 13 punctuation marks with a series of games and activities, like pin the punctuation mark on the sentence, and the punctuation relay. And we have a song called the Punctuation Rap, which we've actually recorded.
You want to give me a taste of that?
You can download it on my website. Sure. I am a question mark. What do I do? I'm at the end of questions like where, what, or who. And then the chorus is punk. punctuation. So there's seven verses. So there are seven punctuation marks right there. We sing it with the kids. The teachers participate. And it's amazing. The kids actually learn. From the beginning of the class to the end of the class, you can see kids who had no idea what you're talking about, and they got it in the end. So the original question, why the cape? Because some kid last year said to me, where's your cape? And I didn't have one, so I had a cape made up.
But it seems like you're suggesting that kids won't otherwise find punctuation fun to begin with.
Well, I have to tell you, punctuation is not a fun subject.
Is a joy?
It is almost as interesting when you're that age as sitting in a class for an hour diagramming sentences.
Well, diagramming sentences, that's a whole other thing that
right.
is a completely useless exercise, but we don't need to get into that.
But you have to make learning fun. And so we believe if we reach the kids when they're little and we make it fun and we give them some tricks to remember punctuation, they will learn. Here's an alarming statistic. 28% of incoming college freshmen are enrolled in remedial English nationwide. That's the latest study by the National Center for Education Statistics.
But, you know, I mean, if you're basically amassing an army of these young punctuators, which it sounds like that's what you're doing.
Would that not be wonderful? Can you imagine that?
But if you're trying to overthrow me as the angry grammarian, those adults, those college freshmen, are at least going to be stronger.
But don't you think that there are other ways that you can channel your anger?
Other than grammar? Other than punctuation?
Well, I mean, Valium? you imagine, you know, you just put...
Down on a couple of Valiums, that's not going to, you know, improve anybody's grammar.
No, it would make you less angry, though. That's
true, but I believe would be a bad thing.
Because it is
that anger that drives the passion. It's that anger that puts the semicolon where it's supposed to be.
And it would certainly be the end of your podcast.
Well, that's for sure.
And speaking of semicolons, we did four programs yesterday in a Catholic school out in California where we live. First, second, third, fourth. The last program we did, I asked, we teach the kids 13 punctuation marks. So we came up to the semicolon. They knew what it was. One kid stood up and gave me, I mean, honest to God, it's almost as if he'd been on my website. And he read back the definition from my website. Honest to God, Punctuation Man was stunned momentarily.
So you're telling me that this is Punctuation Man's kryptonite?
Yes.
It's just reading things back to you from your website? Because, I mean, I could go to your website and read things back to you. That's all it's really going to take. You should have told me that a couple minutes ago.
It's a fourth grader knowing what a semicolon is.
I am not a fourth grader.
And how to use it. How to use it. I mean, he knew about everything, about the punctuation, semicolon. He knew about independent clauses.
So I assume you recruited him for your army, then.
You know, don't you think that's pretty scary? Well, you know, you put that vision in my head about an army of little caped punctuation crusaders marching down the street.
That idea is trademarked. Don't try and steal that from me.
Oh, man.
Forget it. You're going to need to come up with your own sort of militia, because I've got the army of punctuators.
Oh,
They are behind me 100%, and they will not, betray me.
No, I'll have incentives.
You're going to bribe them?
I'm going to steal them away from you.
You're going to bribe them?
I'm going to bribe them with little meatloaf.
When was the last time you saw a kid turned on by meatloaf? You tell me that.
Yeah, that's true.
There you got a point.
All right, I'm seeing a candy bar in my future.
Yeah, well, you know, it's already done. The work, the damage is done. I don't think you have a dog in this fight.
Yeah, I may let you have this one.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
but I do want to find out from you, among M dashes, N dashes, and hyphens.
Yes.
Which is sexiest?
Which is the sexiest? Oh, I like the M-dash.
The M-dash?
Give me those long horizontal lines. Don't you think those are sexy?
I do. I can't fight with you on that. Much though I want to, I can't.
And the women really love them.
That they do. All right, Punctuation Man, Jeff Rubin, thank you for your time. Happy Punctuation Day to you.
Thank you very much.
All right, have a good
one. Bye.